Hey, folks, I hope you're having a good day. I want to share something with you that is personal and suicide. My good friend just recently tried to commit suicide. Now, he won't call it suicide because he justified the reason for trying, and I say trying, to take his life because fortunately he did not succeed. So, you know, if you're feeling down, if you're depressed, please seek out help. All right? That's what I want to say about that. The next thing is, hey, words have power. They really do. And also, sharing your dreams, your aspirations, your goals, that also has power. It keeps you, keeps you on track, and it keeps you honest about what you're going to try to do. All of this really has to do with, you know, self-worth and how you feel about yourself. If you're feeling down, pick yourself up. You can do it. It's not difficult, but it's difficult to do at times. Does that make sense? I hope it does. But what I want to share with you on this video is Ellie's going to talk about two things. First, she's going to talk about, you know, sharing your goals and things like that, so that holds us accountable for achieving those things. And then also about words and how powerful words are. Powerful meaning that we could tell ourselves a negative narrative and we're going to feel negative and we're going to feel down. On the flip side, if we say to ourselves when we wake up, today is a great day, I'm going to make the best of it, and I am glad to be alive, and gosh, the sun is out, or hey, it's raining, but guess what? The rain feeds the plants. Have that type of attitude, it's going to change how you feel and how you view things, and also how people view you. So please, sit back. I hope this is going to be helpful. And remember, if you are a pet owner, please be responsible and have your pets spayed and neutered. And thank you very much for subscribing and for always being here to watch the videos. Let's get into this.
So sharing our goals and our dreams is critical. It's absolutely crucial. You need the accountability. You need the support. You need to make it real. If you're not sharing it, it's nothing but a wish. It's not a goal. It's just a wish.
You're so right about that. As far as if you share it, it helps you become more accountable because now somebody else knows and they may say to you, did you do? Have you accomplished? What have you done today? Or whatever it might be. So that's really good to share things.
Yes. Yeah. And not only can they hold you accountable by asking, but we don't like to look like an idiot. We don't like to look like we failed. We don't like to look like we quit. So when we share with someone else, even if they're not necessarily following up with us, we know, uh-oh, we don't want to end up with an egg on our face. So it intrinsically motivates us to make it happen or to at least make progress so that when someone asks us, oh, how's it going? You don't have to say, well, I quit. Oh, I didn't do anything. Oh, it didn't work out. None of us want to say that. So there's a lot of benefit to sharing your hopes and dreams and goals and aspirations with others. When you give your power away by focusing on the external, feel hopeless, right? The reality is that we cannot control the economy. We cannot control whether there's a war going on here or anywhere else. We cannot control government restrictions or supply chain shortages or manufacturing or the pandemic or any of that. So when you focus on all the things you can't control, you're going to go down that rabbit hole of feeling overwhelmed, anxious, fearful, uncertain, like you're going to feel resignation. Like, well, it doesn't matter what I do because I don't have any control over that. If, however, you go back to our good friend Tony Robbins and you change your story, it'll change your life. So what Tony means by change your story, change your life, is words have power. And the words that we use are actually more powerful than the experiences themselves. The words create the experiences. So we see that if someone says, hey, Chuck, how are you? And you say, oh, I'm so tired. I have to do this and this and this and this and this today, and I don't know how I'm going to done, and you know, I've been running nonstop for 3 weeks, and you know, I just need to sleep. If that's how you answer, you'll notice your heart rate elevates, your breathing gets more shallow, you feel more anxious, there's a weight on your chest, you feel more out of control. Conversely, if someone says, "Hey Chuck, how are you?" and you say, "I'm doing amazing. Today is the best day of my life. Again, I am so excited. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. I've got a roof over my head. I just had an amazing lunch." Whatever the case may be, if you're answering from that perspective, you don't have any of those other responses. Your heart rate didn't elevate. Your breathing didn't get more shallow. You feel light and joyful. And so there are biochemical, physiological responses that happen to our, within our bodies from the language that we're using. So when Tony says, change your story, change your life, what he's talking about is use empowering language. Keep an empowering perspective. I promise you, whatever you're going through, someone somewhere in the world has it worse. So there's always a way to keep an empowering perspective. And yeah, it's live in gratitude. Be grateful for what you do have. Where focus goes, energy flows. And so if we focus on the negative, that's what we're going to find. If we focus on the positive, if we focus on gratitude, we're going to find that too. And it's not just, you know, rainbows and unicorns and wishful thinking. So if I were to ask you, everyone out there listening, if I were to tell you right now, look around the room that you're sitting in, look for everything that's red. What do you see that's red? And then you look around, you've noticed all the things that were red. Now tell me what was...
Here's what's crazy. I'm doing what you just said, and I finally just noticed, oh, I see a couple things that are red. My blue is... Well, this is kind of a navy blue shirt.
But notice how where focus goes, energy flows. When I directed you to look for red, you looked for red, you found red. When I said, now what was blue, you couldn't just answer because you were looking for the red. The blue things were still there. It's not, they didn't just magically poof appear. So just like the bad things are always there and available, the good things are always there and available. It's training yourself to look for the blue, not the red.